Book 20, Chapter 9, Concerning Albinus, under whose procuratorship James was slain, as also what edifices were built by Agrippa. And now Caesar, upon hearing the death of Festus, sent Albinus into Judea as procurator, but the king deprived Joseph of the high priesthood, and bestowed the succession to that dignity on the son of Ananus, who was also himself called Ananus. Now the report goes that this eldest, Ananus, proved the most fortunate man, for he had five sons who had all performed the office of a high priest to God, and who had himself enjoyed that dignity a long time formerly, which had never happened to any other of our high priests. But this younger Ananus, who, as we have told you already, took the high priesthood, was a bold man in his temper, and very insolent. He was also of the sect of the Sadducees, who are very rigid in judging offenders, above all the rest of the Jews, as we have already observed. When, therefore, Ananus was of this disposition, he thought he had now a proper opportunity to exercise his authority. Festus was now dead, and Albinus was but upon the road, so he assembled the Sanhedrin of judges, and brought before them the brother of Jesus, who was called Christ, whose name was James, and some others, or some of his companions. And when he had formed an accusation against them as breakers of the law, he delivered them to be stoned. But as for those who seemed the most equitable of the citizens, and such as were the most uneasy at the breach of the laws, they disliked what was done. They also sent to the king Agrippa, desiring him to send to Ananus that he should act so no more, for that what he had already done was not to be justified. Nay, some of them went also to meet Albinus, as he was upon his journey from Alexandria, and informed him that it was not lawful for Ananus to assemble a Sanhedrin without his consent. Whereupon Albinus complied with what they said, and wrote in anger to Ananus, and threatened that he would bring him to punishment for what he had done, on which King Agrippa took the high priesthood from him when he had ruled but 3 months, and made Jesus the son of Damnius high priest. Now as soon as Albinus was come to the city of Jerusalem, he used all his endeavors and care that the country might be kept in peace, and this by destroying many of the Sicarii. But as for the high priest Ananias, he increased in glory every day, and this to a great degree, and had obtained the favor and esteem of the citizens in a signal manner, for he was a great hoarder up of money. He therefore cultivated the friendship of Albinus and of the high priest Jesus by making them presents. He also had servants who were very wicked, who joined themselves to the boldest sort of the people, and went to the thrashing floors, and took away the tithes that belonged to the priests by violence, and did not refrain from beating such as would not give these tithes to them. So the other high priests acted in the like manner, as did those his servants, without any one being able to prohibit them, so that some of the priests, that of old were wont to be supported with those tithes, died for want of food. But now the Sicarii went into the city by night, just before the festival, which was now at hand, and took the scribe belonging to the governor of the temple, whose name was Eleazar, who was the son of Ananus, Ananias the high priest, and bound him, and carried him away with them, after which they sent to Ananias and said that they would send the scribe to him if he would persuade Albinus to release 10 of those prisoners which he had caught of their party. So Ananias was plainly forced to persuade Albinus, and gained his request of him. This was the beginning of greater calamities, for the robbers perpetually contrived to catch some of Ananias's servants, and when they had taken them alive, they would not let them go, till they thereby recovered some of their own sicarii. And as they were again become no small number, they grew bold, and were a great affliction to the whole country. About this time it was that King Agrippa built Caesarea Philippi larger than it was before, and in honor of Nero named it Neronlis. And when he had built a theater at Berytus with vast expenses, he bestowed on them shows to be exhibited every year, and spent therein many 10,000 drachma. He also gave the people a largesse of corn, and distributed oil among them, and adorned the entire city with statues of his own donation, and with original images made by ancient hands. Nay, he almost transferred all that was most ornamental in his own kingdom thither. This made him more than ordinarily hated by his subjects, because he took those things away that belonged to them to adorn a foreign city. And now Jesus the son of Gamaliel became the successor of Jesus the son of Damnius in the high priesthood, which the king had taken from the other, on which account a sedition arose between the high priests with regard to one another, for they got together bodies of the boldest sort of the people, and frequently came from reproaches to throwing of stones at each other. But Ananias was too hard for the rest, by his riches, which enabled him to gain those that were most ready to receive. Costobarus also, and Saulus, did themselves get together a multitude of wicked wretches, and this because they were of the royal family, and so they obtained favor among them, because of their kindred to Agrippa, but still they used violence with the people, and were very ready to plunder those that were weaker than themselves. And from that time it principally came to pass that our city was greatly disordered, and that all things grew worse and worse among us. But when Albinus heard that Jesseus Florus was coming to succeed him, he was desirous to appear to do somewhat that might be grateful to the people of Jerusalem. So he brought out all those prisoners who seemed to him to be most plainly worthy of death, and ordered them to be put to death accordingly. But as to those who had been put into prison on some trifling occasions, he took money of them and dismissed them, by which means the prisons were indeed emptied, but the country was filled with robbers. Now, as many of the Levites, which is a tribe of ours, as were singers of hymns, persuaded the king to assemble a Sanhedrin, and to give them leave to wear linen garments, as well as the priests, for they said that this would be a work worthy of the times of his government, that he might have a memorial of such a novelty as being his doing. Nor did they fail of obtaining their desire, for the king, with the suffrages of those that came into the Sanhedrin, granted the singers of hymns this privilege, that they might lay aside their former garments, and wear such a linen one as they desired. And as a part of this tribe ministered in the temple, he also permitted them to learn those hymns as they had besought him for. Now all this was contrary to the laws of our country, which, whenever they have been transgressed, we have never been able to avoid the punishment of such transgressions. And now it was that the temple was finished. So when the people saw that the workmen were unemployed, who were above 18,000, and that they, receiving no wages, were in want because they had earned their bread by their labors about the temple, and while they were unwilling to keep by them the treasures that were there deposited, out of fear of their being carried away by the Romans, and while they had a regard to the making provision for the workmen, they had a mind to expend these treasures upon them. For if any one of them did but labor for a single hour, he received his pay immediately. So they persuaded him to rebuild the eastern cloisters. These cloisters belonged to the outer court, and were situated in a deep valley, and had walls that reached 400 cubits in length, and were built of square and very white stones, the length of each of which stones was 20 cubits, and their height 6 cubits. This was the work of King Solomon, who first of all built the entire temple. But King Agrippa, who had the care of the temple committed to him by Claudius Caesar, considering that it is easy to demolish any building, but hard to build it up again, and that it was particularly hard to do it to these cloisters, which would require a considerable time and great sums of money, he denied the petitioners their request about that matter. But he did not obstruct them when they desired the city might be paved with white stone. He also deprived Jesus the son of Gamaliel of the high priesthood, and gave it to Matthias, the son of Theophilus, under whom the Jews' war with the Romans took its beginning.